Nationally, the Green Party has announced that it wants to roll out tree planting programs to 120,000 farmers across the country, encouraging them to plant 1 hectare of woodland each. And we're applying that to Donegal, and so we're trying to launch an initiative where about 4,000 farmers as part of that scheme would be encouraged to plant woodland. It's based around the Green Party's national biodiversity plans. So the idea is that, well, there's two things it would solve. The Green Party obviously is worried about carbon dioxide emissions because that drives global warming. And the second thing is there's concern about loss of biodiversity. So basically a lot of, there's been a big reduction in animal species and insect species and bird life. So rolling out this plan, the idea is that we plant an unbroken band of trees from one end of the county to another with the cooperation and coordination of farmers, private companies and public bodies. And that would lead to, well, it'd lead to a number of things. It would reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, but it would also increase biodiversity. It increases the amount of wildlife across the county.
And indeed, Donegal is an excellent example of this initiative if it were to be carried out, because there's such a vast area for this to take place.
Yeah, I mean, there's been tree planting in Donegal before, but it tends to concentrate on what's called Sitka spruce or Sitka pine. They're a non-native wood species, and they tend to create these sort of dead zones, these forests that don't really support much wildlife. So what we're working on is a plan to convert those, to focus more on natural deciduous trees, which then encourage a lot of wildlife and also have the side benefit then of extracting carbon dioxide.